guess at the end, my Javier love to Miss Lucy. She could ask an interesting question. The way our Gemara started was there was a suffix in the tzir of Shmaimot and Betalis. If you were Kisha, what's the halach? The Gemara tried to bring the raya from Mesusa. As Lechaira, if the Gemara is going back, that we don't have a raya, my Javier love, because the Gemara should go back to the original Kasha, my Javier love, the Gdisha by Shnayim Oichsen. The Gemara is saying, my happy Allah, the Mesusa, we sort of bought Agav that we were clearing. What the din is by Igdisha, we bought Mesusa. As the Gemara should really go back to the original question, that my happy Allah, the Igdisha. As you could answer Balabatish, that the Maisa, the Uvda that the Gemara brings is by Mesusa. Being that the Uvda we have is by Mesusa, the Gemara was not at Mesusa. The Shita wants to say, Alam B'Shibshah, that by Shnayim Oichsen, there's actually more tzad than you could be Matishit. Why? Because you're a Muchzik Bakula. Each one's holding on to the whole thing. By Mesusa, each one's not holding on. And the din is called Alam Gavar, because they're both saying it's Shalom. But by Shnayim Oichsen, as over there, they're both holding on to it. As there's more tzad that you could be makdashit. As remember, when the Gemara is poishit mesusa, it's a bigger chiddush that you could be poishit even to the sikhi before of Hikdisha. As the Gemara brings it klapi mesusa, but einachinami, the Gemara is masik at the end, the Gemara brings a raya from there also to Hikdisha. That's the way he speaks it out. As the Gemara says, "My Havi Allah the Mesusa Toshma Adam Rekia by Rav and Avuvda Beirachista Beirachuda Upashta Miad Adam Reb Nachman Kol Magman Sheni Yachol Lahoitzi B'Dayanim Egdeshoi Einoi Kaddish." Rashi says, "What is the Pshitus? My Soi Yabal of Neirachista Beirachista Deal of Neirachuda Sheni Yachol Vahai Nami the Chazina Le the Eni Yachol Lahoitzi B'Dayanim." As the Gemara says that the Tzir of Mesusa is called Eino Yochel Lahoitzi B'Dayanim, because he doesn't have a Raya, and therefore he can't be Makdish. As in our Gemara we learn there's a new Chesaron. Momen She'eino Yochel Lahoitzi B'Dayanim, he can't be Makdish. The Shaila is, why is Momen She'eino Yochel Lahoitzi B'Dayanim? Why can't you be Makdashit? What's the Yisusar? Nochum wanted to be Mistapik. Is it a Chsarin of Eino Yishusay? Or is it a Chsarin of Eino Yishayay? As this Kama of a Kama Makairah. So Nochum himself were two Diyukim. Diyuk number one from the Gemara. The Gemara says in the Hemzich, B'mesusa mitaltoya skinan, b'mesusa mikakoya skinan. D'chi yochol lahoitzi b'dayonim b'shusay kaime. The Gemara says that when it's yochol lahoitzi b'dayonim b'shusay kaime. Meduyik, if it's eino yochol lahoitzi b'dayonim, it's eino b'shusay kaime. Because that was the diak of Nahum from the Hamzich of the Gemara. Another diyuk is a diyuk from Rashi. The Gemara says, "Upashta mihad the Amar of Nachman." Nachman, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Gezel v'loynis yaisho abaylim shneim eni yochol lelagdisha izelafi sheino shaloi v'zelafi sheino v'shusa." As Rashi is that Busta. Maybe the reason why by Gezel it's Eino B'Shusa is because you can't be Moitzi B'Dayanim. And for Rashi, Vostam Gzela B'Choyla L'Tziya Moitzi B'Dayanim. And Afilu Ochi, it's Eino B'Shusa for a different reason. As Meduyik in Rashi, if Gezel would be Eino Yochol L'Hoitzi B'Dayanim, as then it would be called Eina Bishusa. That's the Divrei HaMasvel of Rashi. As those are two diyukim, from one from the Gemara, one from Rashi. A hechruch l'chayre there is from the Ritva. The Ritva says the chsarin of Eina Yachol l'haytzi b'dayanim is mishum a gzeres hakasim. The shaila is, which gzeres hakasim does he mean? Could we have a gzeres hakasim that teaches us the chsarin of Eina Yachol l'haytzi b'dayanim? L'choyra, he means the Gzeres HaKosev that the Gemara brought on Vav Amar Aleph of Beisai. The Beisai teaches you, you can't be Makdish a Dover She'enoi Bershusai. If it's a Misvara, if it's Eina Shaloi, you don't need a Gzeres HaKosev. As L'choyra, you see, the Chsarin of Eina Yochel Lahitzi B'dayonim is a Chsarin of Einoi Bershusai. As the Ritva is Makar number 3. Makar number 4 is the Ritva over here says that if the guy is an Adam Alim, that even though you have Adam and Bezin says they're going to be mighty, but he says he's not giving it back. He's the kind of guy, when he says he's not giving it back, he means it. Yes, he's going to fight it out. Zog the Ritva, that's called Eina Yochel L'Haytzi B'Dayanim, and he can't be Makdish. Over here, it's a Chashaloi. I mean, L'Maytzi, he could be Yoytzi B'Dayanim. He has a Raya that it's his. We know it's his. And Afilu Hochi, the Ritva says, the Shita says, B'Shem the Ramach, that if he's an Adam Olim, that he's going to fight it out, even by Karka, and he's not going to give it back, as it also has a chsar of Eina Yochel L'Haytzi B'Dayanim. As even when it's Vaday Shalai, still, as you see, it's a chsar of Eina B'Shusa. As those are the different two diyukim, two rayas from Rishonim, that the chsar is Eina B'Shusa. Now, we want to make an important hadgasha in Shat. What was the suffix if you could be Makadish by Rishusa? We saw in the Rishayim, Rashi, Taisus, Rajva, the Ran, the suffix was if his chus tkifa is enough bailish to be Makadish. That was the suffix. But finally, we get to the end of the Gemara with Paishin. But if you sum leiv l'chayra, the pshitis is shaloi mi'inyan hasafik. Meaning the suffik was, is a schus tkifa enough by this to be makdashit? We have no pshitis. What we're doing a pshitis is a pshitis menatzad. We're saying, being that anyway, he's eina yochel l'haytzi b'dayanim, as l'meila, there is another chasar. As it could be schus tkifa, would give you enough bias. But something that's Eina Yochel L'Haytzi B'Dayanim, that itself makes a chsarin of Eina Rishusai. Because it's a long sugya. We have to remind ourselves and go back to the beginning what the suffix is when you come to the pshitas. But if you sum leiv, l'chayra, we call it a pshitas menatzah. The chsarin is that it's Eina Rishusai. That's what the B'shaitoi, on the tzad, that schus tkifa is not enough by this, we had a sofi. We had a shayla from the Bohuber and the Nochum. Is the chsarin eina shaloi, or is the chsarin eina b'shusa? As l'chayra, there's a diak from this part of the Gemara, al pi cheshbe. Because the Gemara is being poishet that it's eina b'shusa, and you can't be matashet. If the suffix before was maybe a schus tkifa is not enough and it's called eina shaloi, we don't have a pshitas legamri on the suffix. Maybe there's still a bigger chasarin of eina shaloi. As we see, you can't be makdishit, but we only see there's a chasarin of eina b'shusa. This original suffix, if there's a chasarin of eina shaloi, that we don't have a pshitas in. The Olam's going to ask my nafkamina. At the end of the day, as the nafkamina, Rebbe Ochber himself says a nice nafkamina. What would be by a koinah? a neder. Over there, you can make a koinim when it's ein rishusai, but you can't make a koinim when it's ein shaloi. As what would be if the guy would make a koinim on the mesusa? It's ein yochel lahitzi v'dayonim, but in koinim nedarim, there's no chsar nevein rishusai. There's just a chsar nevein shaloi. As what would be the din? Another nafkamin al fil rishayim kedushis kuf. There's no chsar nevein rishusai. Tava. They are nafkamin al adin. As L'chayr Nahum said, this is a makar that the nidin before by Sfus Tkifa was also a nidin in Einer B'Shusay. As then it's much better. We're being poishit, there's a chsarn of Einer B'Shusay because it's Einer Yachal Lohaytzi B'Dayonim. As now it's irrelevant, the suffix, if Sfus Tkifa makes a B'Shusay or not. Because anyway, there's gonna be another reason why it's Einer B'Shusay. Because Einer Yachal Lohaytzi B'Dayonim. As before, we had a lomdish of hakira. Schus tkifa makes a b'shusay or not, and the Gemara is poishit, it doesn't make a difference. It's gonna be ein a b'shusay for a different reason anyway. Ein yochol lahoitzi b'dayach. Okay. As thus is, kilu, you could read a Gemara and not even think that what's the pshitus on the suffix before? How are we poishit before? That's just the geschmack of thinking the mizboinin hafoichba hafoichba the kulam. Put it together with the beginning of the sugya gives a whole different licht of what the pshitus is. Okay, now says the Gemara. As frek the Gemara, washma, damrev chia. As the Gemara is in the Dai, a yochel lahoitzi b'dayanim hegdeshay hakadosh avagav d'loy afke. Amar Reb Yochanan gezel v'loy nisyayshu abaylam shneim eini yochel l'akdish ze shefi she'enu shaloi v'ze lefi she'enu b'shusay. By gezel, even though it's yochel lahoitzi b'dayanim, but when it's not by him, when it's by the gazlan, you're not able to be ma'akdish. As how by this mesusa could you be makdashit? Ah, it's not by him. So the Gemara, misavrit, the mesusa metaltlin askina, the mesusa mekarkoi askina. Rashi says mesusa metaltlin is a gigas, meaning a big barrel that you could, a big bathtub that's not connected to the karka. No, the mesusa mekarkoi askina. We're talking about something which is mechubel karka. And it's dinai kekarka. The chiyochol loitzia b'dayonim b'shusay kaim. As when it's yochol loitzia b'dayonim, it's b'shusay kaim. As there's a very sadistic Rabbi Kiva Egil in Shas over here in the Gilyan Hashas. Koshali, what's the chilek between metaltlim and mekarkoi? What's the reason why metaltlim is nigzalit? And karkas ain't an exalin, and it's always called b'shusay. As it's mavur in the hemshich, because by metaltlim, it's shaykh to have kinyon egneiv. It's shaykh to do a kinyon to take it away from the baile. Masha ain't came by karka, which is b'cheskes by lehem. It's never shaykh to do a kinyan, a maisa kinyan, to take it out of the rishus of the bailam. Because karka, wherever it is, it's always rishus of bailam. You can't do a maisa kinyan to take karka away from the rishus of the bailam. Im kain b'metaltlin b'gozel b'loy kinyan b'loy kam b'rishusay da'anigzal einoy chayir b'achriyusay k'disu b'baba kama habiki karka d'manchi b'rishusay da'anigzal. Vim kain hocha b'misusa dagzela b'manda amadidiyu v'leka kinyin yocha lek nishoy. Frekri v'kiv eger abam b'shayla. Our case is talking about by misusa. By misusa, he didn't do kinyan igneva. He didn't do a maisa kinyan on the misusa. He just walked into Bezin and said shalihu. As how come by misusa we're mechalek between misusa de metaltle and misusa de karkoi? What's the chilek between metaltle and karka by a ganev? Because by metaltle there's kinyani gneva, and by karka there is no kinyani gneva. array lechayra. That's not shayach by mesusa. Thus, frekt Rabbi Kiva Egel in Gilyan Hashas. As the Koivet Shiurim in Baba Kama Simin Beis, in his first Shiurim in Baba Kama, and the Achiezer both address this in Rabbi Kiva Egel, and they say, you see in our Gemara a chiddush. What's the reason why someone steals something for you? Why is it Einoi Bershusa? As Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying over here, it is only because there's kinyan gneiva. When someone else makes a kinyan on your chayfetz, as that makes it that it's not yours, it's a chsarin in your bailus. It's shaloi, but it's not shaloi legamri because someone else has kinyanim on. But that which he's holding it back from you, that's not enough. Zot the koyvich yuru. And the Achi Ezer from our Gemara is Muchach, that's really what Rabbi Kiva Eger is advising, that Eino Bershusai is not totally on Kinyani Gnei. If someone holds it back from you, that makes it Eino Bershusai. The fact that someone's Meneid from you, someone's holding it from you, that's enough to make it Eino Bershusai. As by Yahu Mesusa, even though there's no kinyane gneiva, but there's someone else coming to take it away from you, take away your shlita from it, that already makes that it's einoi b'rishusa. That's what Rabbi Chanan and the Achiezer boy from the Gemara. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger is always a step ahead of everything and everyone. Rabbi Kiva Eger knew you could say this, but Rabbi Kiva Eger brought a raya not that way. Frank Rabbi Kiva Eger, why is karka ain't an exelus? If the reason why it's ain't a bershusa is because the guy is moinei you from getting to it, as that makes it ain't a bershusa, by karka, the guy is moinei you from getting it. He went on your karka, he built an electric fence, he hired 6 security guards, 3 dogs. You can't walk in there. As what's the reason? if there's a musig that when I'm physically moineing you from getting to your thing, that makes it ainu b'shusai, as Frekar B'Kiva Eger, a very strong question. As by karka, when I'm moineing you from getting to your karka, why does that make it ainu b'shusai? That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger is, the oimik of Rabbi Kiva Eger's question. Avada, he knew you could say that it's the physical shlita, because that's why Rabbi Kiva Eger brings it right from karka. You see, it's not the physical shlita. As in order to answer Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha, you have to say chiddush, that it's not just physical shlita. Physical shlita has to make a chesaron in bailus that it's not called birshusa. The hainu, the fact that someone is moineyu from getting it, it means it's eino kol kach etzlecha. It's not by you. As the fact that he's physically moineyu from getting to the chavetz, that makes it that to an extent, it's not by you the same way. You're not shoylid in his nach. It's not by you the same way. As it's not the chesaron is, there's no physical shlita. That's not enough. It has to be that the no physical shlita makes that it's not by you. Then you could say karka becheskes ba'alei medes means wherever karka is, it's always by you. There's no way of making karka not by the person. Metaltalim, you could move. As it's being that they're movable material, that's why they call metaltlim, tiltl, the bar tiltl. You can move it away. As something that you can move away from the place where it was by the bailim, that's called it's away from the bailim. But by karka, that it's non-movable. Wherever it is, it's always there. You can't move the karka. As if until now the karka was birshusa bailim, getting on the karka, telling him not to come in, is not enough. That doesn't make a chesaron in his bias. It has to be that if you moinei it from him and you took it away from him. By karka, it's not called you took it away from him. It's not an easy vote. Hitting the kibeg is kasha. Don't expect easy route. Over thus is l'chayra the kibun that you see. Havai, let's talk about another tzir. We see in the Gemara that if you physically can't get to it, it's called einai birshusa. Okay, as what happens if someone has chatzit and it's in a safe and the safe jam? He can't get to it. Could he be makdish what's in the safe? Or he has in his basement, he has a hiding place, and something fell over it, he can't get to it. Oh. So now, there's levels. One could tie up. What do you mean? He could hire something, he could get someone to dig it up. As let's say right now he's in a matziv, he can't get someone to dig it up. It's jammed. It's there. He can't get to it. Dive! That's what you're gonna say. But, you know, in another month or two, if they dig very long, they'll get up to it. Maybe that's enough that it shouldn't be a chsar. No mukhrach. As what happens in place where it's buried under the ground and they're not getting to it. Is that called Einar Rishus? The fire we see in our Gemara, if something is not accessible because someone took it away, even without Kinyani Gneva, that's enough to be called Einar Rishus. As what happened in such a tzir. So the Shaila is like this. Ma'od Yitachin Yesh Lestamim. Is it because someone took it away from you and made it not usable by you? Or is it the fact that it's not in your access that's enough to make it in a vishus? Meaning, what makes it in a vishus in the fetus? The fact that l'maisa you can't use it? As if one of your chvatzim hit a matzah where l'maisa you can't use it. Finish? Zel? Or it's because someone's taking it away from you. As there's an Ursa Meach that wants to be Machadish, that according to the Shitas, that Gezel is Einar Bishusai, is because B'mitzias you can't get to it, and Aveda is also Einar Bishusai. Why? Because right now in Metzias, you lost it. You have no clue where it is. Yeah. Marshal, someone took your umbrella in Yeshiva Samir. Forget it. You're not getting it back. There's another 1,000 umbrellas that have the same, everyone bought it in the same store. It's lost. Yeah. Okay, you could say over there, someone took it, B'shoigig. You say taking B'shoigig is not a Zayla. Or better yet, you went somewhere and you forgot your umbrella. No one took it from you. Okay? You went somewhere, you forgot your umbrella, and you don't remember. Finish. Goodbye. You're not getting your umbrella back. Yeah. No one took it away from you. Bosh it, you lost it. As L'chayr, the Arsa Meach assumed that Einar Bishusai means it's not Tachashlita. So what then by Aveda? It's not Tachashlita Asacha. You can't be Makdish. Yeah. The other side is no. It doesn't make it Einar Bishusai. If someone else is Meneid from you, then it's a Chsar in Yabailas. A Bistam, you don't have Shlita. That would not be. Okay, that's an interesting Chakir. We're clearing stam, you don't have access to your money. What would be? Zog Rebuchana. L'chayra Mikan is a shayla on the Ramban. The Ramban we had on in Bava Kama. The Ramban says, what's the din by Gezel when the guy said he's going to give it back? Could you be Makdashid? Baal Amor says if the guy's gonna give it back, as you could be makdish it. And the Ramban says no, because gezel baal yada. As you see in the Ramban, that Eid of Rishusa, it's not enough if you have access to it. What's the pshat in the Ramban? Rav Chanan learns, because he has kinyani gneva. As the kinyani gneva don't go off until you physically give it back to his hands. That's what you're willing to give it back. That doesn't be mafkia the kinyan. The kinyan's not papa until you give it back to the island. So in Bazei, Tainit Rav Chanan, from the Ramban, you see like Rabbi Kiva Eger, that it's tali in kinyane. Azak Rav Chanan, there could be two reasons why it's ein or b'shusa. One reason, because you're physically mineya from it. And another reason, because of kinyane gneva. As the Ramban is loyded to the Gemara and Bamitziya Dav Zayin Amar Aleph, that there's a sarn of ein or b'shusa because someone's physically being mineya from you. The Ramban holds there's another reason why it's Einar B'Shusa, Kinyane Zeh. As Lefiza, we're not being pushed to Chakira that it's only Tali on physical Shlita, and it's not Tali on Kinyane Gneva B'Chlau. What we're being pushed from the Gemara, Zakr B'Chanan, is it's also Tali on physical Shlita, not only on Kinyane. But could be it's also Tali on Kinyane. Had Khan is the shtickle of Rav Chanan Vasana. Rav Asher Arieli wants to say, he wanted to argue on the Rav Chanan, and he wanted to say that Ramban is not Miduyik like Rav Chanan. Lefi Rav Chanan, the reason why it's Eino B'Rishusa is because you have Kinyane Gzeva. He said, if you look at the Lashon of the Ramban, the Lashon of the Ramban and the Mochamis is because it's Ba B'yadei B'geza. The Chayri is not Madgish Kinyani Gneva. The Fir of Bochanan, he should have said Kinyani Gneva. The Frad and also Gizmashma, that it's not Kinyani Gneva. The Ramban meant also the Kinyani Gneva. He should have said it. As the Rasha wanted to say differently, he wanted to say the Ramban learns like Boy the Achronim Bay from Agumar. Einu b'shusa is tali in physical shlita. Abatainet the Ramban, when it was ba b'yadei b'gzela, as he originally took it to take it away from the Bailim, even if he says he's giving it back. But being that it's ba b'yadei b'gzela, the way it's by him, it was to take it away from you until he gives it back. It's still called not in your rishus, and therefore you can't be ma. As being that it was Bobby Yodai Bigzela, he originally took it away from you, as his piece is a piece of taking away from you, as saying he's going to give it back is not enough to give you the shlich. Until he physically gives it back to you, it's not called Yishus. As then you don't have to be Machadish, there's another way to be Eina Yishusai Mishon, the Kinyane. Okay. Thus is the boy of Rabbi Kiva Hegel from the there's one more Nakuda that we said we would go back to on the Sugya HaKodem. We want to be mashlim one Nakuda in the Sugya of Tafu Kayim. But MS is a Klali is the Gishayla. Even if you didn't learn the Sugya, but it's a Klali is the Gishayla. G'day Le Rabbi Seini, the Kundris HaSveik is the Klal Ad. And the Chuvis Chem de Shloime in Simen Aleph as a back and forth with the Nesivis they handle. When you win something with Maitzi Mechaveroi Olav Araya, what's your level of bailus? Are you allowed to use it to be Yoitza the Mitzvah of Dalet Minim, to be Mekadosh Lisha with it, Betoyrus Kedushe Vadai? What's the darga of bailus? And the Nesivis understood Misvara, that Moitzi Michavel Varaya is not a chazaka, it's not a din that we know is yours. It's a din, we don't know what to do, leave it by you. As he assumes, it definitely would not work for his suit. Of the Shaila is that in our Gemara, Luchara, you have a Raya not that way. In our Gemara, you see, Asvekis Nichnasin Ladir, Lis Aser. that somebody who has Sveikis in the Behema Midin Moitzi Michaveiro Oliver Raya, he could use it for Meiser. Aye, Meiser is a mitzvah. As how could the Moitzi Michaveiro Oliver Raya be Machriya that he could use it for a mitzvah? But you see that Muchsakois works for Sveikis too. The Kunjus HaSveikis brings him his brother. That's Moichiach. That Moitzi Michaveiro, it doesn't just mean we don't know what to do, leave it where it is. Moitzi Michaveiro is Uke Mamoina Meches Kase. The Lashon of the Gemara, Kama Pomin, when it says Moitzi Michaveiro Olav Araya, is Uke Mamoina Meches Kase. It's a Gvisser of Chazok. As the Chazoka says it is, as we may wish Machriya Kapi Mamin also. Ad Khan, we saw in the Sukkah. However, the Chem Dishloima has a very famous question on this. He asks in the Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Pei Aleph on his base. The Gemara over there says that if someone is claiming to a Lonis, according to a mayor, it's a Suffolk if he's claiming a Karga. Now, if you coin it from a guy through a Lonis in his field, as we assume he's meicher to you the karka that's under the Elonis also. Because you need it for the unique of your Elonis, we assume he's meicher for you the karka of the Elonis. If you sell him one Elon, then you only sold him the Elon. You didn't sell him the karka. If you sold him two, we're not sure. It's a suffix. Did you sell him the karka or not? As the halacha is, the meicher keeps the karka. Because Hamoitzi Michaveiro Olav Araya, the Moicher was a Muchsik on it, a Marikama, the Moicher keeps the dark. But the Lekeya has to be maybe Vikurim, Misaf. Freg the Chem de Shloime, why doesn't the Moitzi Michaveiro Olav Araya of the Marikama Paskin that the Lekeya is not Machayim Vikurim? If the Cheskis Momin is Machriya Klapi Mitzvahs, as it should be Machriya Klapi the Mitzvah of Bikurim. That's the big Shaila that the Chem de Shloima asked. That needs to be answered. Oh. Another Shaila, Rav Shimon, is Mo'ir and Shar Yosher and Shar Hei, is why is it also because of Avoida Misafik? Array, the Isser is totally on the mummy. He says, Lufi, what's Meduik in the Ritva that the Maskan of the Gemara is the Isser of Giza Vavoida, is not totally in the Dine Mummy, is Bechlau. The Shaila is not Shver, because that's an Isser which is not totally the mummy. Of Lufi, the way Rib Shimon learns, and we saw it, he wants to say it in the Rishainim too, that the Maskan of the mummy is totally in the Isser, but there's a chiddik between Kedusha Bameelo and not, as why is Issa Giza Vavoida different? Those are the two shailas that are asked. Obviously, the stronger question is Baba Basra Daf. As how do you answer this? As there's two ways of answering. One is C. One way of answering is the Chazanish, it's also a Kines Yakiv. The Olam says it's a Avi Ezri also, a Rav Shach. As Bekitza, the Bnei Braka Terence, all the Gdeli Bnei Braka, Chazenish, the Kilis Yaakov, Rav Shach, they all want to answer. The Chilik is Ba'ayfin Zeh. There are two people involved in the Shaila. There's the Muchsik, and there's the other person. That which we see in our Gemara, Hasvegis Nechnasin Ledir Les Aser, the Din Meiser is a Din in the Muchzik. As we say, when the Muchzik holding on to it, the Cheskis Momin Paskins, it's Vaday Shalom Muchzik. As Klapi Meiser, it's his. Klapi Kedusha Isha, it's his. Klapi everything, it's his. The Gemara over there is not talking about if the Muchzik is maybe Bikurim. The Gemara over there is talking about if the other person, the one who is not the Muchzik,
As that we say, being that it's a suffix, if it's his, he's mechuyev to be mevi bikur. Because the cheskes momen of the muchzik can't be machriya b'toyres vadai klape the suffix of the moitzi. As what's the chilek lefi devrayim? The chilek is klape what person you're talking about. That's the chiddush. That's what they wanna say. Even though it's the same shayla, it's totally ha v'ha. But they're mechalek between gavra legavra. That's what they wanna say. Lefi zeh, they say iser giza v'avoida zakrav shach is totally on the kohen, not on the Yisrael. As the din of giza v'avoida is the din in the kohen, that's why misafik it's also the giza v'avoida. That's what Rav Shach adds. You can answer Rav Shimon's kasha, Lefiza, also. Oh, now, there's a gewaldige hadgasha. Let's say Mr. Muchzik is Makadish and Isha. Okay. Mr. Muchzik is Makadish and Isha. Mr. Moitzi is Ba on the Isha that the Muchzik was Makadish. Nahainu, Mr. Muchzik, he won in something. Let's say there's a suffix whose ring it was. Big fight in the Yerusha. Okay. He went ahead and he's Makadish the Isha with this ring. Now, the Moitzi is bar on the Isha. Is he Chayev Misa Bavadai or is he Chayev Misafik? He's not Chayev Misa. Zichur. Is Chayev Misa B'Toyres Vada. Nothing to talk about. As what does the Chazaynish mean? They mean like this. Klapi any mitzvah or iser, which is a din in the muchzik, the Chazok is Machriya B'Toyres Vadai, klapi his dinim, that it's Vadai his. Masha Enkin, when you're donning on dinim, which are totally klapi the Moitzi, Levad, if he's Chayev Bibikurim, is a din, which is his mitzvah, which has nothing to do with the Machzik, as a dinim, which are only Tali in him, that he can't use the Chazoka of the Muchzik to be Makriya in his din. As that's the Knech, we just want to add in Havana. It's a Riza Gechidish, because Pashas, it's Tali Havaha. It's a reason Yechidish, you could split it, but that's what they want to do. We want to add another point in them. That by regular Cheskes Isurim, there is no such thing. Only by Cheskes Momin, because they hold it's not Mamish a Chazaka Kamoy Shar Chazakas, then maybe you could split it. But by Cheskes Isurim, we don't find such thing. But they're saying, being that Cheskes Momin is just a chazaka, the Indian to say that you believe it by him, that you could hear it. If it's achrav atois, it's much more mechudesh. That you'll say, it's achrav atois, klapi him, not klapi everyone else. It's gofaldi chudesh. Because if it does affect other people, but klapi yenim's mitzvah is not. Okay. That's near mahal. The Rav Shimon in Shal Yoshev says a different mahalach. Rav Shimon says that in Isurim that are Tali and Mamin, there are two kinds of Isurim that are Tali and Mamin. The Isurim that are Tali and Mamin, that are Tali in the Dine Choshen Mishpat of the Mamin, the Dine Shlita of the Mamin. As over there, it's Tali on what we paskin in this world. As if we paskin that he's a muchzik and it's vaday his, as a melech works klapi mitzvahs hatali b'dinei mamas. Maisris is this exeris hakosiv lochem. Lulav exeris hakosiv lochem. As lochem means it's tali in the dinei choyshe mishpat, what goes on in Bezdin, in the dinei shlita b'poyah. Abhi says there are mitzvahs that when they're tali in dinei mamin, they're not tali in the dinim of Bezdin. They're tali klapi Shmaya Galya. Is it his or is it not? Doesn't make a difference how Besdin looks at it. As he wants to be machadish, that Bikurim is tali like Shmaya Galya. And Iser Giza Vavoida is tali in Klapi Shmaya Galya. Maisa is tali on the way we look at it here. What's the difference? As Reb Shimon says, Reb Shimon Day, that by Maisa, it's a din, you're mafresh the Maisa. It's a din in you. It's a din in your anhaga. As dinim that are tali in you, as that the Torah is tali and how Bezdin are going to pass it to you. Masha ein kein bikurim and iser giza ve'avoide is dvarim which are chal me'elo. It's a gedusha which is chal me'eleo. As dvarim which are chal me'eleo, that's tali klapi shmaya galya. Because you're not the payel, you're not doing it. It's dvarim which are chal me'eleo. As being that it's chal me'ale, it's not totally on you, it's not totally on Besdin Paskin's back. This is the kibun of Reb Shimon to be machalik between bin yanim. As he's saying, there's two kinds of mitzvahs in Yisurim, and it's telling which one, if you could be machriya, one for the other. Okay. As that's the gvar of the sugya of Shnai of Toku Kayin. We saw was Nischalik in the Kamachalokim. The first Nechuda was, what's the din of Tekifa? What's the din of Ikdisha by Shnai Malks? And that was Bava Menachem. Bava Menbeiz is, what's the din of Tavukoyin, Motsiyin, Koyin Motsiyin? We learned the dinim of Tvisa Visvekis. Then in Bava Menbeiz, we saw another Nechuda we just touched on. What's the din of Festus Momin is Machriya, Tabi Mitzvahs, Tabi Yisurim. And the final step was my havi Allah the Mesusa. We learned the din that Mamin she'ena yachol lahaitzi b'dayanim is ena b'shusai, and we saw Gezel is ena b'shusai, and we went into the understanding what each one is. Those were the Ikar Sugyas. Be'ez Hashem, we're going back tomorrow to Shnayim Vichzim, the Sugya is a whole new Sugya, the Sugya of Shnayim, Adukim, Mishkai. Be'ez Hashem, we want to be Oidik, everyone. Grab everyone back into the Sugyas. The Gishmak, the Sugya of Kosher, Daschem. But we have to move back there. So we also want to be Oidik, the ones who are full force in Takfukayin. Oh, you have to pull them out. So Gishmak. We have to pull you out.